Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 319,702 views on Saturday, the 9th of January 2021, our article of the day is QAnon. QAnon is a disproven and discredited far-right conspiracy theory alleging that a cabal of Satan-worshipping cannibalistic pedophiles is running a global child sex trafficking ring and plotting against US President Donald Trump, who is fighting the cabal. QAnon also commonly asserts that Trump is planning a day of reckoning known as the Storm, when thousands of members of the cabal will be arrested. No part of the conspiracy claim is based on facts. QAnon supporters have accused many liberal Hollywood actors, Democratic politicians, and high-ranking government officials of being members of the cabal. They have also claimed that Trump feigned conspiracy with Russians to enlist Robert Mueller to join him in exposing the sex trafficking ring and preventing a coup d'etat by Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and George Soros. The QAnon conspiracy theories have been amplified by Russian state-backed troll accounts on social media, as well as Russian state-backed traditional media. Although preceded by similar viral conspiracy theories such as Pizzagate, which has since become part of QAnon, the conspiracy theory began with an October 2017 post on the anonymous image board 4chan by Q, who was presumably an American individual. It is now more likely that Q has become a group of people acting under the same name. A stylometric analysis of Q posts claims to have uncovered that at least two people wrote as Q in different periods. Q claimed to be a high-level government official with Q clearance, who has access to classified information involving the Trump administration and its opponents in the United States. NBC News reported that three people took the original Q post and spread it across multiple media platforms to build an internet following for profit. QAnon was preceded by several similar anonymous 4chan posters, such as FBAnon, Leonin, High Level Insider, QAnon, and WH Insider Anon. Although American in origin, there is now a considerable QAnon movement outside of the United States, particularly in Europe. QAnon adherents began appearing at Trump re-election campaign rallies in August 2018. Bill Mitchell, a broadcaster who has promoted QAnon, attended a White House social media summit in July 2019. QAnon believers commonly tag their social media posts with the hashtag #WWGWanger, signifying the motto "Where we go, one, we go all." At an August 2019 rally, a man warming up the crowd used the QAnon motto, later denying that it was a QAnon reference. This occurred hours after the FBI published a report calling QAnon a potential source of domestic terrorism, the first time the agency had so rated a fringe conspiracy theory. According to analysis by Media Matters for America, as of October 2020, Trump had amplified QAnon messaging at least 265 times by retweeting or mentioning 152 Twitter accounts affiliated with QAnon, sometimes multiple times a day. QAnon followers came to refer to Trump as Q+. The number of QAnon adherents is unclear as of October 2020, but the group maintains a large online following. In June 2020, Q exhorted followers to take a digital soldier's oath, and many did, using the Twitter hashtag #TakeTheOath. In July 2020, Twitter banned thousands of QAnon-affiliated accounts and changed its algorithms to reduce the conspiracy theory's spread. A Facebook internal analysis reported in August found millions of followers across thousands of groups and pages. Facebook acted later that month to remove and restrict QAnon activity, and in October it said it would ban the conspiracy theory from its platform altogether. Followers had also migrated to dedicated message boards such as N-chan and 8chan, now rebranded as 8kun, where they organized to wage information warfare in an attempt to influence the 2020 United States presidential election. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:53 UTC on Sunday, the 10th of January 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for QAnon. This podcast is produced by Arbulus May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abulse May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Emma Standard. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.